We're holding today on the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis.
Just a heilige Mishnah.
Ein Eisim Sedeh Migrash, Velo Migrash Sedeh, Velo Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. And we know that there's a contradiction in the Torah. The Torah talks about Elef Ama Sovi. It says for that, can you hear a Hira Chutza Elef Ama Sovi? The problem is that it also mentions the Farish Umadaisa Mikutzla Paiman. So how do we explain that? So the Gemara answers that Elef is for Migrash. And Migrash means Kilashainai, where everything is excluded from. That it's an area outside of the city that is kept completely clear in order for the wall of the city to rise out of nowhere. So that's very impressive. It's considered to be the Noyayu. So it's basically part of the Surasayu. And then the rest is the Sodas. It's about like this Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Rambam, what the rest is. Rashi learns that the 2,000 is the total, and the out of which 1,000 is Migrash. The Rambam learns there are two separate dinim. The Elef is Migrash, and the Alfayim is the Sodas. Not the lotion of the rest, I mean, in a more mashal like Rashi, but in any event, since it's two separate sukkim, two separate sugyas, the Rambam learns that it's two separate dinim. But however we understand that it means that the Levian were also given sadot. And those sadot are the equivalent of an achuzah. They have dinim, as we saw before, that are unique because the Levian are Gaelim Le'olam, and they're not limited to the dinim of Yehoshua. Now the question is whether you have a right to change the land usage that the Torah assigns for these areas. So the Mishnah says you cannot make the Sada area a Midrash because then you're being mumayit in the Yishuv. So we don't take away from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Turn a soda into an empty space is unacceptable. You cannot make a migrash a soda either, because then you're destroying the noy of the city. I'm telling you, you cannot damage the noy of the soda. Certainly, you can't turn an ear into a migrash. That's literally destroying the city. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Bamed Devorim Amurim. Be'arei ha-Leviyim, aval be'arei Yisrael, osim sadeh migrash, migrash sadeh, migrash ir. You can change the usage of Arei Yisrael that were not given to the Leviyim. The only thing you can't do is you can't destroy sadeh. You can't turn an ear into a migrash. Shelo yacharivu et Arei Yisrael, because it's important not to take a mokum that is biyushim with Yisrael and make it into a churban. If you take people out of the city, you're making it into a korban. Hakohanim v'alavim mochrim lo'olam v'goalim lo'olam shnamar gulat olam tiyel alavim. There are no limitations of the dinim of 2 years at the beginning, or 1 year in the case of the bayis, the gula, and so on, the buy back. None of this applies to the levim. Rashi says that he heard that the pshat in this Mishnah is, this last piece, is that Goyalim La'olam comes to include Yovel itself. Barakun La'olam comes to include Yovel itself, and he's bothered by it, because we said before that Yovel gives back the Memkar of a Levi back to the Levi, even if it's a Memkar of Levi to Levi. So if we made a Kal V'chomer before, that Mechurat Kfar Yatsa, so why wouldn't the same Kal V'chomer apply to a lady? If it was already sold, you would have had to take it back to Yovel. So Koshkin, you can't now sell it to Yovel. Therefore, he rejects that approach to the Mishnah. And he says, Le'elam is in terms of the act of Mechira and the act of Geula, but not the Gabi, the year of Yovel. You okay, then?
The karka was sold by a lady to a lady would not return to the original lady.
Would return.
Would return.
Would return. And therefore, Rashi says, that you make the same Kavah Chomer you made by Yisrael. In Mukurak Var Yotza. So well, how should you be able to sell it now?
So when the city grows,
somebody can parade it? Where's the point then? How can the city grow? It doesn't have land to grow. Still, Ariel Avim are not when you grow up, skyscraper.
What?
These are limits. Ain't no sim said any grash, only grab a lonely grash here. Then where's it going to grow? Underground?
It doesn't seem reasonable that the size of the city, when the lights go walk in, they stagger permanently.
Does it?
No.
No. You don't like that idea?
No.
Nope, what should I mean? So you want to expand the area given to the Levium, which shaver will you take it from? The expansion of this city. Which shaver is going to donate this land for expansion?
Yeah, it's easy for a color to say, huh?
It's nice that you don't like it, but you know, how are you going to impose upon us your dislikes?
The Levium would just have to live elsewhere then.
Well, their population was controlled by the Oren. They kept getting blasted.
Oh, yeah. Or the people can't do accidental murders.
That's the other reason we'll see in the Gemara. The Oren Halavim were Oren Miklat. The Oren Miklat are not allowed to be large cities. So anyway, there were limitations on the group. The Meisim, I mean the Halacha, if a population of a city exceeds certain limits and starts to become too metropolitan, then we indeed transfer population.
Like a beehive.
Like
the bees go over a certain amount.
It's endless. It's endless.
So then
our
whole crowd will migrate.
Yeah. Lemons sound better than me. Come. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Bamed Var Mamurim Ba'orei Halavim, Avo Be'orei Yisrael Osim. When it comes to Orei Yisrael, there are no limitations over there. If Shevet wants to expand the city, by all means. But in any event, everybody is made when it comes to the Levi Lo Mishanim. And how do we know that? I mean, not immediately. Who's to say that these are permanent definitions? Omar Rabbi Elazar, we learn from the Pasuk. The Omar Kro, who stay migrash areihem lo yimacher. Now explain this Pasuk to me. You cannot sell the Sada or the Migrash of their Arim. What do you mean you cannot sell? What does that mean? Ilev lo yimacher klavot. You cannot sell it at all. Then why did the Torah give us the name of Geula for Levim? If it says Geulat Olam Tiela Levim, then obviously they can sell. Otherwise, what do they have to be go over? Simichlal Dimizdamni. Elamai Lo Yimacher. What therefore is the definition of the word Lo Yimacher? Lo Yimacher means do not change. That's the pshat. Lo Yimacher is a Lo Yishaneh. You can't sell for changed usage. So essentially, sorry, you can't change the usage. That's what every Masira is. Every Masira is a substitution, basically, of one individual's usage for another person's usage. Over here, we're talking about the usage per se cannot be changed, and we call that Masira for reasons to be discussed. Give me a pen, please. So I can make a note. It's impossible, but it's just impossible. There is too much involved in each item when it comes to that. There's no way to keep up.
The reason of the city was the city, and then the open space, and then...
And then the field outside. Interesting that the important point in terms of Barnea was whether it was thick, thinner. The fact that one is red and one is black was not an issue. What is that? HaKohanim v'Halaviyim bochrim l'olam v'goalim l'olam. Tzon Rabbanan says in the Pasuk, Gulat olam tiyel alaviyim. Ma Talmud lomar. Why does it need to say Gulat olam? What would I have thought? Well, let's see Shene'emar, because we find by the din of someone who is magdish estei achuza, in the case with somebody else, is girl at midei eged. So what does it say there? Mispar Shmeit, sorry, the first one is Sam, he sells a stayakuzah. So you might think you have to give 2 years worth of usage if a lady sells a soda. And if he tries to buy it back before 2 years are up, Yochalav Zekin, the guy could tell him, excuse me, sir, but it says the Mesir of a soda allows me to use it for 2 years. I can buy it back tomorrow if I want to, just as I could, a Yisrael could have bought back a house in an ear for money. Well, if he should emar, then because it says in a case where somebody sold it and was magdish a field, and someone else was paid it from Hegdash, and now comes along, Yeva, what's been in that field? It's Kedesh Hashem, it's Yetzel Kehanim, the Yevel, Yochalav Zekin. You might think that at Levi's field, that he was Magdish, is also Yetzel Kehanim, the Yevel. Tamiloma Gulat Olam Tiel Alvim. They can always be good. Well, if Yishanama, how about by the sale of a bayit? By a bayit of a Yisrael, it says, V'kama bayit Hashem Yer Hashalom Choma Lats Mitut. That after 12 months, the house is chalut to the buyer. Yochalav Zekin, you might think a lady who sells his home in a near koma also would have the same din. Talmud lomar gulat olam tiel alaviyim. So we're saying that there are three different limudim. One is the gabi mesir of a soda of a lady. The other is the gabi hedish of a soda of a lady. And the third is the gabi mesel of a lady's home in an ir koma. In all of those cases, the normal limitations of geula do not apply. Not the limits on when you can start, and not the limits on when it stops, and it becomes chalut. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice. The first two make a great deal of sense. Stay achuzah l'gabi mesira, stay achuzah l'gabi hegdish. But the last one doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as an ir koma for a lady. How could a lady have an ir choma if the halacha is that when, since the orei halaviyim are orei miklat, the thing is that an ir miklat cannot be an ir choma. So it has to, the dafka, be a small, insignificant place. Because if it's a significant place, it's likely to attract a goel hadam. And you meet the wrong people in the middle of the night. And that's not a very good situation for an ir miklat. In case they didn't leave their peace.
Huh?
In case they didn't leave their peace in the safe deposit box.
I mean, everybody knows where the ir miklat is. The goel dam, if he's after somebody, knows exactly where this guy is going.
That's true. But most murders of these types take place in a moment of passion. So if I meet him, I may feel a lot differently than by going and chasing him and checking out all the Ari Miklat.
Which ones they take?
Yeah, my fine. I mean, first of all, I'm supposed to go to the one that's Karodera. Where he lives, I know where he is. That's a good point. Mom is like witness relocation. Never put him in New York City. Very good point. Like the closest thing that we have to the idea of the in the class.
Wasn't Kevron in the class?
Yeah, the ones, the Orei Aleviim, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't. It was just trash. Trash. V'atani arim alalo enosim otam lo kvarim ktanim v'lo krachim gdolim ela ayarot beinoniyot, including beinoniyot means that it doesn't have the significance of the choma. Amrav kana lo kasha. That's not a problem. I mean, kanshu kaf l'besof yashav, and kanshu yashav l'besof kaf. It means we don't give them a city that has a choma. But over here, it was settled afterwards. So that you can have that it was settled in the first place, and then it was hukaf. So in other words, the people that settled in the town built the wall. Shaila, I mean, how do we let them build the wall if we're not supposed to?
Wait. Did they check with the International Tribunal? Did the UN give them permission to build the wall?
Oh, that's the Shaila. Yeah. They shouldn't have permission to build the wall. Someone is talking about if they built the wall, the Yisr. But there's a very, very interesting approach that some of the Akronim have. If I'm mistaken, Mr. Shabina wrote. He says that the reason that we don't have a din of a Moshav Kohen, but this is later on, this is where it becomes more difficult, is because if it has a din of an Ir Choma, so then you're going to not be allowed to be buried there. You can't bury in an Ir Choma. And if you're a Mitzora, you're going to have to be thrown out. So that's not acceptable for an Ir Miklat, because it's the Daf is supposed to be buried there. And we can't have him thrown out if he's a Mitzora, because then he's going to be exposed. Mashen Kenev, it doesn't have a din of an Ir Choma, which of course is the Gemara's next kasha. If they built it afterwards, after it was settled, it doesn't have a din of an Ir Choma we saw before. It had the first type of Choma, and then be settled, not vice versa. So in Mamela, it wouldn't be an Isser, so those are Choma later back to
Mitzvah. What's the report? You cannot bury an Ir Choma.
But that's one of the dilemma. No. It's the Dafka Dinim Fura. That's why we're not, the Dinavain Mash in the Sunday. Like by Yerushalayim.
Yeah, I knew it was by Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
I knew it was by Yerushalayim. I didn't know if it was about the Mahmoud Beit Abbas. I knew it was every one of the other.
I look at this. The cities that are mentioned that were given to the Levites, some of them had walls and some of them didn't?
No. The Gemara is saying they. Let's wait to the end of the city. The Gemara will say afterwards that they might have had walls at the time, but right now we think that none of them had walls. Says the Gemara, but then if it's talking about the sale of a house in a city that ended up having a wall built subsequent to its original settlement, it doesn't have a din of an Ir Choma anyway. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me Geulat Olam? V'chi'ai gavna mi'av yachoma, is that considered to be a wall? V'atanya v'ish ki'imkor Beit Moshav Ir Choma. Note that it says Beit Moshav Ir Choma, a house that was settled in a city that had a choma, which means that it had to have been first hukakul of a sof yakshad. It needs to have been planned originally as a fortress, and then you put the houses in it, but not that you had houses, and then you decided to build a wall around them. V'loshi yashavul of a sof hukak. Yochol afilo hikifur Yisrael. And you might think that if after Klisha Saharit, Yisrael went and built a town before settling in one of these areas. Now it's okay, here was a place, and they built a wall around it before settling. So maybe that would satisfy the requirements of an Ir Choma. So sure, we didn't settle the city yet. We're in the middle of our invasion. No, that's not good enough, because Ne'emar Kan Choma, the Ne'emar Lahalan Choma, it says over here by the din of Ir Choma, the Lashon of Choma, obviously. But it also says by the story of the Choma of Sichon Va'og, it says, Kol Ela Rim Bitzurot, Mukafot Choma, and so on, right? Choma Ubriach. So that means that that's what defines an Ir Choma. An Ir Choma, the Dafka had to be built by Goyim. Amazing. Mala alan of deko kohen. It doesn't mean the poalim. It had to have been built under the shilton of the Kenani. Mala alan of deko kohen. Av kan of deko kohen. A Jewish ir koma is not an ir koma, even if it dates from the time of Yeshua. Amazing, again.
How would they get in Jewish ir koma if before Yeshua?
Because if at the time of Yeshua they built a koma and then settled the city, you might think that's a kosher ir koma. Yeah. Therefore, you see, it's not kosher ir koma. How about if indeed he tefor of the kochavim reacham? Suppose after Plishat Haaretz, you have now an invasion of Plishtim, and they put up a fortress with some houses in it.
No, the cities that they
right. So maybe that would be.
But when the cities that they
weren't
able to dislodge them?
They didn't dislodge them from
Jerusalem. I didn't understand what you're
saying. And that's the one they were able to take over Bechshan. So the people of Bashan would then make a walls.
President, do you have that check? I mean, I'm not going to have a teisha, a little bit. Yochel afilo yitifu obdei kochavim liachar mikan. So nemar alan chama v'nemar kan choma. Amar lahalan obdei kochavim kodem lachem. Afkan obdei kochavim kodem lachem. The definition of an ir choma is a city that was built by goyim with a wall, followed by homes that were settled in it, subsequently inhabited by Jews, and nothing else. Wait, the additional tznai that had to be from the time of Yeshua.
No, wait, before, in other words, it had to have been built before Yeshua entered the land, right?
Yeah, or I mean, or during the period while he was fighting them, but. Okay, so we have an amazing act. Do you want to explain your question now? Or? Yeah, I know what it says. There's lots of cities. You don't have to talk about the HM. There's a whole list of cities Shalom Kofi. So what's your question?
So those people, if they didn't have a wall, could have then built a wall. Maybe we suggest
could have then built a wall. And what would have been the din of that wall?
The
Goyim built a wall.
Goyim.
After the time of Yeshua?
Right, during that time. They come in, they have the last slot, then they say, you know what we need.
Okay, yeah, but as long as it's after the time of Yeshua, not included, correct.
Well, then it would be a.
It would not be.
It would not
be. There's an additional tonight, but it has to be from that time. So, in which case, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, because you're telling me that the case that I need, Gulat Olam Tielalavi, in the third case, is to tell me that if they sold a bayit in an ir choma, that the halacha would be that they can nonetheless be goyal even after 12 months, correct? There's no such case. They didn't have any ir choma. So what are you talking about? And if they built a choma afterwards, it wasn't a kosher ir choma anyway. So what does this third drasha from Gulat Olam, what does it come to tell me? Tir Gemar, Rav Yosef, Reb of Salah Hasidah, Kameh de Rav Papa, very simple. The cities that fell to the Levim were given to them in terms of the Goral. Fine. So, Tigon Shemnafu Lehem, maybe the Goral came up during the time of Yeshua with a city that was Mukafas Choma. Einu Migrashayim. What's so problematic? I don't understand this Gemara. What's problematic is that Lemisterinu Kaimim. I mean, I thought the point is that we don't allow the Orim Gedolot, the Orim Alavim, to be Orim Gedolot. So that means that we're going to tear down this wall, isn't it? Because it can't be a fortress. So then, what's the meaning of such a wall? Omer Avashi, it's still. Sarkat Ramina, Adamistakri Mistakri. But in Mizdavne, Lizmetzel. I mean, fine, you're telling me it's going to be torn down. Fine, but what about until it's torn down? It takes a year to tear it down. So what would be the din of a lady sell some bias in his son, in his ear, before it's torn down? Of course, the obvious question is, what's not to mean if it's torn down or not? Once there was a wall there, it doesn't stand. So then it's an ear for Mami and Mati Yoshua.
Right. And then even Asher Lo Choma, even if the wall doesn't exist. So what do you have to, what is the buy after try to be stopped in the time? And just tell me. Okay, fine, it's torn down. But the fact is it had that city. It's the city that had that wall, Milchatchila.
They didn't make it a walled city. They didn't make it a walled city. They have to do that thing. Another answer. Then they have to claim.
But then there's no Torah. Then there's no Torah. The Kiddush of walled city, Milchatchila, seems to be part of the Kiddush. Eretz Yisrael. Right? I mean, Lechora, you'll have to say, that something that is made at the time of the Kiddush, at the time of the Yerusha, to be torn down, doesn't have a shame even at the time of having the wall. But the existence of the wall is sufficient to give it a din of a near Choma. The din of Asher Lo Choma is something that defines the city permanently. You can't say I'm giving a permanent definition of the city from a wall that needs to be torn down. The most you could say is that if it has a wall, it has that din. So it makes a great deal of sense. You remember we darshed this earlier. What is the comparison over here of stay hacherem to stay achuza? And we learned in him from this earlier. The mata mudumar. Minayim lekohen shigdish stay charmo. Remember, a kohen is also a levi, right? So here the kohen comes along, and his mantish is stay hacherem. Shalo yomar. So the first thing we learn out is like this. He should say to himself, look, anyway, if this were my Steyachuza, I got this Steyachelem last Yoribo. So if this would be a Steyachuza, what would be the din? I'm a coin. I'm Zoka to a Steyachuza that somebody else would buy. No. So I can't be Zoka to my own Stada. I mean, it's a Kalva Chaymer, B'Shalach Harim, and he's okay, B'Shalach Zmin, L'Korshke, I should certainly be allowed to keep my own field. Why do I have to give it to Hegdash? Talmud Omar, V'haya ha-sadeh b'tseito b'yovel kodesh la-Hashem k'stei ha-cherem. Must have tried to stay ha-cherem. What do we know from stay ha-cherem? The Simala Bandam is stay ha-cherem. I don't understand. We had something that we could have learned from stay ha-cherem that applies to the din of staff, who's that it's yours to be alive, what does that mean? Obviously, then there's no choice but to say that although it's presented in the Torah as the model, the fact is it doesn't serve as a model for anything. On the contrary, what it's trying to tell us is to change the din of Steyachuza because of its comparison to Steyacharim, because of its comparison to Steyachuza. It's makish steyacharmon and steyachuza shal Yisrael. Just like the steyachuza shal Yisrael is yotze mitachat yadov the kohanim of the buyer. Umitchaleket b'achav ha-kohanim. And it would now be given to the kohanim in Yov. Well, I don't like really the tikkun of the Shita Vestayir. Av steyacharmon yotze mitachat yadov mitchaleket b'achav ha-kohanim. So too, if a kohen is makish steyacharim, it's no different than Yisrael is makish steyachuza. And it has to be Yosef Mitachas Yodo and give it to the other Kohani. Now that we are in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of the Levim, the Kohanim are Levim, we can look a little bit more deeply into this drush that we discussed earlier. Because the truth is, the Kohen's Kal V'Chomer is very poor. I don't understand what he's saying. Over there, he's saying, B'Shalach Harim Ani Zocheh. What's that Ani Zocheh? If I happen to be in the Mishmor where the Yovel is Yosei, I get a portion of it. So from there, I'm going to make a Kal V'Chomer. And I shouldn't get a portion, I should get the whole thing, and I shouldn't have to be in the Mishmor. I'm like, what kind of crazy Kal V'Chomer? You know, it's a mishmeret of the Alma. Hocha, kashokhe le'lekule. He's taking the whole thing. Surely you're not leaving on the day of the Siyam. Omar, Rami Bar Choma. I'll tell you why we need the but better than his Kal V'Chomer. There's a good basis for what he's saying. Because look, Yisra, Salkadate Chamina, what I would have thought was like this. Holuchim, the Ish Eskidoshav, lo yihiyu. Well, what's the deal? Ish Eskidoshav, lo yihiyu. So that tells us that if a Kohen wants to bring his own carbon, he doesn't have to give it to another Kohen to bring. And then he comes in, it's not his mishmar, but he says to the Kohen that his honor is on duty. But I'm a Kohen, it's my own personal carbon. Ishas Kadosh of Lo Yiyu. I can go and bring my own carbon. I don't have to share it with you. And I can take the busa for myself, and I can keep the or for myself, and I'm not going to be part of the chaluka. So since, and that's why it says Lo Yiyu, the Kohen is bringing his own tzitzit, it goes to him. So I might think that this is the equivalent. He had a stay acherim. He goes down and he's makdish and stay acherim. So I might think this is the equivalent of a carbon that Lo Yiyu. This is my own business. I'm not going to be makalik with the other Asavakalani. So yeah, I'm a kikidoshim damya. Come on, I mean, that's a comparison. I mean, kidoshav is something that he gave over here. It's lag bereshusa. What's he doing here? This is something that the Teres Bezak came with. It's not his, basically. It was given to the Mizbeach already. Halko Bereshuso. He's not taking this from the Mizbeach. He's keeping his own thing. Are you comparing keeping something that's yours to being the one that the Kohen is Mizbeach and Mishulchan Gavoa? It's not comparable to Klal. Elamer Master, I'll tell you why he's stripped. And it's really a very good reason. Because what? Sarah the guy from Amino Helvechsiv, ki akuzat olam hulahem. When, suppose the Kohen or a Levi would have been magdish his own field. Where did he get the field from? From the Oreal of Mir. It's 2 kilometers of field. 1 kilometer of field. From the only field. So that's a lot of fields all around the city, right? So he's magdish that field. What's the deal? We said before that he gets to keep it. Right, and that he there's no din. He can be gol le'olam, and this achuzas olam u'lahem means it's theirs forever and ever. Once they have a field, they get to keep that field. If a stay cherem is like a stay achuza, so then achuzas olam te'olam. So that's his real logic. The Kohen, he's saying, why is this different than any other field that's mine? We just got finished learning on Amud Beis that if I would have been magdish my own field from my Ir Alevim where I live, so comes along Gulat Olam Tielam to tell me that I get it back, and it's not Neflat Biova, correct? So if this Cherem is now mine, why can't I treat it like my Seachusa? It's located out there somewhere where that Yisrael lives, obviously, but Lamaitza, it says Akuzat Olam Yelam. So this is my Akuza. Therefore, from Marsh Malam, that's why it stresses over here. The Hayah Tzadeh, the Tzaytobi Ovel Kodesh Hashem, Kistei Hacherem, it's comparing Stei Hacherem to the Stei Akuza of Yisrael, the doctor. And it's saying, even though the Cherem is used by the Kohen, but in terms of the Talokas, it has the din of a Soda that's Yodzei B'Yovel and the Kodesh Hashem, as if it was a Yisrael's field. And don't confuse it with the Akuzat HaSoylam to Yel Alaviyim, because this is not part of the Akuzat Alaviyim.
He can lose it.
And he loses it. And that's what this is the real reason. Not because of this. This Kav HaChomer is indeed Fakrum. But this is what he's basing his Kav HaChomer on.
He loses it to
Hegdish? To the other Kohanim. It may come back to him if he's on duty. It might come back to him as his part of his Chalukah of all of the fields that were given during the year. Maybe it will. Because maybe this will be his chalik. Maybe there were about 1,000 fields that were. It's not a year, it's a yoribo. Kamash balan, akuzato, akuzato, in, sarmo, lo. Adjunalar kamokar sadeyu.
That's
the final deal. Who the sechet the erasim. No, that was done. But Asino had said Ezrat Hashem. Hadron Alok Mesechus Erechim, the Hadron Alok. Dayton Alok Mesechus Erechim, the 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 Dayton Alok Mesechus Erechim, Lo ba'alma adin, v'lo ba'alma da'azim. Yeratzon nilfanech adin me'elohin v'lo yavisinu, chitay terosach, v'minasinu v'olam hazeh, v'zehi imanu lo'olam habar. Hanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nakum bar Papa, Achai bar Papa, Abamori bar Papa, Racham bar Papa, Rosh bar Papa, Sulcha bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, and Daro bar Papa. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבשנו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קירונות, שאנו משכילים ואין משכילים, אנו משכילים לדברי תורה ואין משכילים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים ואין עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, ואין עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים ואין רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, ואין רצים לדבר שחס, שמה ואתה אלוהים תורידם לדבר שחס, אנשי דמי ומירמה לא יחס ימיהם, ואני אפתח בו. ורצון לפניך, אדינו אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים בספר ערכים, כן תעזבנו להסביר מספטות וספורים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורה ספר ביעדו. וזכות שכלת אלוהים והמוראים ותלמידיך הכל יעמוד לנו לזרענו, ושלמות תיבר שהתורה מפינו את גזרנו וזרזרנו עד עולם. תתקיים בנו, תסלח לך, תנחה עוסקה, תשאול בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצור צהי תשיחך. תהי ירבו ימיך, ותוסיפו לך שנות חיים. אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וחלות. אדוני עוז עמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. תודה רבה.
Well, that gentleman is standing out there, and
are you still standing out there?
Wait,
did you sign the check?
Come in and have one more permission.
Does anyone have dollars?
Maybe there's
a level of fear or something.
Und mir gab es von so vielen Jahren, da so viele Schmale Jahre, ja mir kommt zu mir und mal kurz in die Karte. Du kannst ja nicht mehr sagen, du kannst ja vor dir sitzen, weil da war dieses Mann so wie in dem Land. Nee, 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 nee,
Do you want coffee?
What do you have?
Oh, the power is so well.
Does anyone have 100 shekels? Shekels. You lend me also 100 shekels.
Yeah.
You know, you
know. No, because it costs.
Okay,
I'm full.
Remind
me,
please.
Anybody
else? In the summer,
Go to that.